really casting the migrants often presented as being a problem when they arrive at any location. But we're conscious of the fact that the arrival of the Windrush migrants, really, what the work they went on to do, the work that the legacy work that's being done by children and the children's children, really we should remind people that very often, well, every case really, the people who are making the effort and to travel to come to places and contribute to the places that they arrive in, generally make massive contributions really shape the culture, as you've illustrated in some of the previous articles.
Absolutely.
So it's really, you know, for me, it's reminding people and celebrating that contribution and giving respect to the work that has been done.
Absolutely. And Britain wouldn't be the place that it is without that fantastic contribution from so many different communities. And of course, the Windrush generation right at the heart of that. And going back to, you know, never forgetting as well the hard time that a lot of people
had,
very hard time when they came over, despite the fact that, you know, people from the Caribbean were begged to come here.
And were actually British citizens.
They were British citizens, that's right. And they were begged to come here because we needed people for health service, for all sorts of people were begged to come. They gave up their families and everything, came over here, and a lot of the time were just absolutely treated appallingly. And some of that carried on till not very long ago, didn't it?
Well, it's still carrying on, I think, to the present day, and in different forms. Obviously, the, you know, part of the legacy of Windrush is trying to sort out some of these, the way that people have been not included in the same way as citizens and treated as citizens. Mm. I mean, I think there was a feature today on 400 plus people in the 70s who were basically just deported.
Well, there's people being deported in the last few years, though, hasn't there?
Of course, they have. The modern version, but it's like it's a continual process. Yeah. You know, this idea. I think, you know, when the media sort of invents words like the hostile environment, it's just like it's a word that people don't really understand the full implications of that, because it really impacts personally on people's lives. And, you know, like only last week we were listening to Glenda Caesar, people's lives are turned upside down. And then the children of those families, you know, there's all sorts of issues linked into it, health issues, et cetera, et cetera. So for us, this 75th anniversary is to remind people that, like, these words like migrant, refugee, you know, like hostile environment, deportation, they're all human. They have human, a human face to them, and implications on people's lives. And when people meet the people, come, and we're hoping that there'll be a massive turnout for tomorrow's for the Thursday flag raising to celebrate that 75th anniversary, which coincides incidentally with the 75th anniversary of the NHS, which our parents massively contributed to.
We wouldn't have I know people may well not feel like the NHS is the envy of the world at the moment because of the problems, but you know, going back, we would not have had our NHS if it was not for the Windrush generation, would we?
And some of the parents, when you hear, I mean, if people get a chance to listen to, there's a series going on at Checkpoint, Front Room Talks, where part of the event, they play tapes, recordings of people from the Windrush arrivals talking about, you know, what was happening to them when they arrived, and how they, you know, like the dignity of the people in the face of, like, quite, you know, like hostile treatment, still provided and looked after people, cared for people who were in worse circumstances than them. Sometimes being personally abused while I'm doing it, and it's like I think when you hear those testimonies, it just restores your faith in like humanity, but it shows you some of the things that we still have to try and correct.
And that's why it's all the more important, I think, this personal view. But, you know, a lot of the language at the moment around, I know, you know, it's not people coming from the Caribbean, but people coming from other parts of the world
Definitely.
To this country, seeking to be safe.
That's
being
right.
Sikh and being able to have a life and be safe, and some of the language that is used around that, you know, makes it for me all the more important that we celebrate,
definitely,
as you say. So let's tell us about we put smiles on our faces, haven't we? We've, you know, tell us about some of the celebrations that are going
on.
Well,
we've got there's a full program. You can pick up programs from the BCB foyer and other places around the city, but really, I'm going to concentrate on just three events in that programme, of which there's probably about six or seven things taking place between, starting tomorrow, but from Thursday to Saturday. The three events I'm going to concentrate on are the flag raising, which starts at 10:30, if people can make their way to the Centenary Square, mm-hmm, and 10:30. And that's a symbolic raising, really, of a flag that was actually designed by the Windrush Generation organisation. In I think about 2016, and as every
and that's
year,
going up on City Hall,
and
is
that's
it?
Going it goes
fantastic.
It's raised in Centenary Square, so that's a really it's just a reminder that like that for each year to sort of ref-